Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanaya, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening today. On today's show, I have Debbie Cosentino. I got her name correct this time. Debbie's rejoining me because she was on my show once before. Debbie is from VIP, correct?
Correct. Victims Intervention Program.
Yep. And for Wayne and Pike County.
Correct.
And you are a child counselor advocate, correct?
That is correct.
So can you tell our audience a little bit about your position and how long you've been with VIP?
Absolutely. So as a child counselor advocate, I work with children typically anywhere from the ages of 5 to 18. Sometimes they are older. I do have a couple of 20-year-olds. And we do discuss things such as domestic violence, sexual assault, other serious crimes, whether they are a victim or a significant other. Could be their parents that were fighting, or it could be something they were involved in. We also do go into the schools as well, and we do counseling in there individually and in groups. And we also do some education pieces, so we provide programming to the school, mostly in the areas of sexual assault or body safety, healthy relationships, communication, things like that. And I've been with VIP almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in August.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
yes.
I love it.
And I know you do, and you do a great job. So thank you so much. And everyone on your team, you know, Michelle Minor Wolf has been on my show many, many times.
She's amazing.
She is amazing. And your whole organization and group is amazing. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you.
And I know we partner with you for our Together for Health school programs.
Correct.
Many times, and you provide programming for the students when we do that. So that's
Absolutely. Great.
That is awesome. So, you know, on today's show, I do want to help promote, because it's such a great resource that VIP now has. It's a text/text line, correct?
Text/chat.
Okay. Got it backwards.
That's okay.
So can you tell our audience a little bit about that, you know, kind of why you developed it and what are the hours of operation for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously with COVID hitting recently, and thankfully most of it is over, it was really hard for people to get to us and to reach out. So just making more means of communication and being more inclusive to reach out to other people that don't have the opportunity to leave their home, or that don't feel safe or comfortable speaking out loud. And really a lot of the teens and younger kids are all about their phones, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having them have an ability to chat or text with us makes it a little bit more safe and comfortable for them. Most people actually do find it easier to talk about these difficult things over a computer or over a phone text rather than in person, just because, you know, it gives you that little bit of sense of security and safety.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of times, even when people don't know that they can reach out in the later evening hours to reach somebody, or they're too afraid to call a hotline that's specifically for suicide or mental health or things like that. And, you know, they're not getting the assistance they need because their situation is related to domestic violence and they're not really specialized in those areas. And it really is just like a sometimes a shyness or an anxiety thing too. You know, more people find it easier to talk that way. And of course we have those that have hearing or speech issues that mm-hmm. aren't able to. We do obviously use relay services as well to do our normal hotline calls. But it really just makes it a little easier for people to sometimes write things out. And then also for proximity reasons alone, just, you know, people living in other public places and or other places where it's public and they can't speak out loud. So,
mm-hmm. So can you share with us, you know, the text number? I'd like to at least say that once, hopefully at the end again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how they could access the chat.
Perfect. Yeah. So the text number is 570-798-4847, which works out to 7984-VIP. That makes it easier to remember.
Yes.
And that is for any mobile devices. So if you're using a phone, you would want to use that to text to us. If you're using a laptop, desktop, or even a tablet, then you can reach us on our online chat, which is vipempowers.org/chat. It is available right from the main page as well. It's completely 100% free and confidential, just like any of our other services. We just do recommend that when you're done chatting with us on the website to delete your browsing history for safety, because it can be tracked if somebody were to look at it. But other than that, that's a really great way and comfortable, safe place to do that.
Right. And, you know, that service right now is not available 24/7 like your hotline. You have a hotline number.
Correct.
That number is?
That is 570-253-4401.
Right.
In Wayne. In Pike, it's 296 296- 4357. Either number will direct you to the hotline, though. Right. So either one that you call. And that is 24/7, 365.
With a live person. Absolutely. If someone calls. But again, you know, like you said, in this day and age, many people are more comfortable texting or chatting. What are the hours that are available for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we are available for chat and text through Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then again, Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays, we are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then again, 5 to 10 p.m. And then on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, we are 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Right. And if someone was to text and someone wasn't available, do they get a message saying to call the hotline that's 24/7?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's an automated text that responds to you immediately. And that's either via chat or text, however you do decide to reach out to us, letting you know that our available hours are such and such and that you can reach us 24/7 on the hotline. And also, if it's a true emergency, to obviously call 911.
Right, which is just awesome. So can you just tell us about, you know, who may be using, you know, the text chat, like the population and,
yeah,
you know, some situations that someone may be listening and going, wow, I fall into that category. This is a great resource for me.
Sure, absolutely. So obviously, like we were saying before, you know, the younger population is just all about it. We actually did find some information before we decided to open the options for us to see if it would even be useful and helpful. And there's over 40% of the younger population that use similar crisis chats, and they are under the age of 20. Approximately 31% are under the age of 30. And then, like I said, text and chat might be the only way young people are even able to reach out. They might not have, you know, the ability to have minutes on their phone, whereas if they're connected to Wi-Fi, they are able to just use the website and do it that way. You know, so there's definitely major options there. And a lot of first-time disclosures wind up using the option as well, again, because there's that safety wall between the, you know, the anonymity of there. So
right.
It's like you don't have to worry about anybody seeing you on the other end.
Right. And who would they be?
Yeah. So the LGBTQ plus community really tend to reach out and make their first-time disclosures through there. A lot of sexual abuse and molestation also. Victims also reach out that way. Some bullying. Again, there's even a lot of schools that have text options specifically for that, for stopping bullying and stuff. So we are just another option available to have that happen. And then, of course, when situations, hopefully, like COVID-19 never happen again. But of course, if something like that were to come into play, there's the opportunity to be able to reach out to us without having to leave your home.
Right. And which, again, is just another added resource to the great resources that VIP Victims Intervention Program already provide for our community, correct?
Absolutely.
So, you know, can you just talk about a little bit about, you know, your role as an advocate child counselor?
Yeah. Well, you know, as the child counselor, you know, I spend most of my time with the kids, but that doesn't mean I'm not trained to work with the adults as well. All of our employees are trained under the same manual, under the same, you know, ideas, so that we can all kind of just squeeze in where necessary and kind of help out. We do provide legal advocacy and accompaniment. We also provide medical accompaniment for specific situations related to sexual assault or domestic violence. We also have a shelter option for those fleeing from domestic violence. You know, just we try to provide almost literally everything that we can. We just did a wellness fair about 2 weeks ago out in Pike, which was really awesome. We had some really great people show up there to, you know, kind of show how to do some mindfulness and relaxation and all different sorts of different areas that we could help people out in. And we will be doing our event for Wally Fest is coming up soon, so we're involved in that. And we are currently working on some form of teen event, hopefully for the end of school year next year. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, we try to be involved in the community as much as possible, so everyone knows how to reach us and, you know, feels comfortable and safe doing so.
Right. And I know we'll be reaching out to you because we're going to have our Together for All School program this
awesome.
Year, which we put on hold. I mean, the Together for All School program is a program that we provide for the 7th and 10th graders in, you know, four of our school districts, the 3Ws and Forest City. And it's been awesome because we use resources like VIP, the YMCA. We use, you know, drug and alcohol, you know, the hospital nutrition. And we bring these great programming to show them the resources, but to teach them about, you know, healthy relationships because,
right.
you know, I know you deal with complications of that.
Absolutely.
You know, teen violence. We did a show last year on teen violence, which is really important. But, you know, if we can go out and teach our young people, you know, how to have a healthy relationship,
absolutely.
What signs to look for, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we started even in daycare. We provide some, you know, good choices, options on how to have healthy relationships, how to respond to aggression or, you know, to have conflict resolution in a safe way. We provide body safety. We provide 10 things to do instead of hitting is one of my favorite programs to provide because it touches on a little bit of everything. You get the bullying piece, you get the violence piece in there, and you get the healthy relationship piece in there and how to communicate. And we try to provide, you know, an in-service program for the school for that. A lot of the elementary schools are interested in that. The middle school, we do a little bit of a more older program for them, you know, and then as we get into like some of the, you know, high school years, then we try to do a little bit more of the teen dating, something that's a little bit more specific to that population. But, you know, we do provide so many different types of programs to try to keep kids safe and give them options and choices in order to do that safely on their own and to feel empowered to do that too.
Right. So, and again, I know you have a very, very close relationship with schools, but if there's a business out there looking for a presentation, can they call you and ask them to come
Absolutely.
Into their, and again, workplace, and it's not like a workplace may have a problem, but it's also to help prevent problems and things
Certainly.
That may not be there, but to also increase your awareness for employees, correct?
Absolutely. 100%. We actually have our outreach advocate going out to do a digital stalking presentation, I think in the next week or so, to a program. So, you know, we do all different types of places, not just the schools, of course.
Right.
We actually just have a new medical advocate joining us. So she is actually going to be in and out of the hospital a little bit more now, giving the nurses some more training,
mm-hmm.
some sexual assault and, you know, wonderful things like that. So that, you know, there is more knowledge and awareness of the things that unfortunately sometimes are really difficult to talk about.
Right. And that's what you're there for. So
absolutely.
For those of you maybe joining the tail end of our show, I have Debbie here from Wayne Pike VIP, Victims Intervention Program, and we're talking about their new text chat line.
You got
correct?
It. You got it this time.
So, yep, I did. So can you repeat that number again for the text and how someone can get on for the chat?
Absolutely. So the website is vipempowers.org/chat. It does not support mobile use device, so you would have to use a laptop, desktop, or tablet for that option. But we do have a mobile texting number as well, and that is 570-798-4847. So that's 798-4VIP.
Great, great. And that, you know, there are specific hours on that, so, you know, they could always check the website also, correct?
Correct. The website does have our hours, and mm-hmm. we are available every day at some point, so there is always an option to reach out. And then, of course, our 24/7 crisis line is always available.
And that number again?
That is 570-253-4401.
Awesome. And, you know, I did just really, like, even just for general information and knowledge and education, your website is actually amazing. There is so much good information on that website.
Awesome. Yeah.
So,
yeah. And we do have Facebook and Instagram and a TikTok as well for our younger crew. You know, we try to get everyone involved that we can, so we reach out in almost every possible way.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is really awesome.
The TikTok was interesting. I was glad that we got one of those, especially for the younger kids. And we do get some of our younger kids to make videos or even just, you know, share images or art. You know, we always provide that opportunity for them to be able to speak out that way too, so they can remain confidential if they want to.
Right. And that's really important. Remember, you know, for anyone who's listening, the VIP services are all confidential.
Absolutely.
And they're free.
Absolutely. All confidential, 100%, and at no cost.
Great, great, yeah. great. So, Debbie, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Any last words for our listeners?
Just hope everyone stays safe and remember that you're never alone. VIP is always here to help.
You are. You
oh,
are.
Thank you.
You all, your whole team is definitely amazing. So thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Knieyer, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day and thank you for listening. If you missed this show or others, you can visit our website at WMH.org and search HealthWorks and previous shows will come up. So again, thank you for listening and have a great day.